The U.S. Army is having unprecedented success this summer qualifying soldiers to compete at the upcoming Olympic Games in Brazil. The Army supports a core of runners who nearly all come from the cradle of distance running champions in Kenya. Some live and train in Beaverton, Oregon. Correspondent Tom Bonsi explains why the Army is grooming Olympic athletes, a bunch of whom only recently became U.S. citizens.
This year's USA indoor runner-up at 3,000 meters from the U.S. Army, Paul Chelimo.
We're at the crowded start of the men's 5,000-meter race at the U.S. Olympic team trials, just held in Eugene.
On your marks.
The elite runners at the line mostly wear the brightly colored uniforms of their shoe company sponsors. But there's also a pair of slender guys in beige, black, and camouflage with the word Army in big letters across their chests. Top three qualify for Team USA in a trip to the Summer Olympics. After 12 laps around the track, the race comes down to a furious sprint to the finish. U.S. Army soldier Paul Chelimo finishes in the top three.
I was like, you know what? Let it be what it can be, you know? So I just decided to push.
Specialist Chelimo is the fifth Army soldier to make the Olympic team in track and field. Four of these five followed similar paths to get here. They were born and raised and started running in the highlands of Kenya. They got athletic scholarships to American universities. After college, they enlisted in the U.S. Army, which non-citizens with legal residency can do. Chelimo signed up for 4 years in 2014.
Actually, my main goal was to represent the United States, and being an Olympian is the best way to represent the United States. And so as soon as I joined, I knew about Double Cup. And
that being the Army's world-class athlete training program.
That was the best program because I could do my career as a soldier and also focus on my talent, you know.
You might not know this, but military service provides a fast track to U.S. citizenship. Normally, a green card holder has to wait 5 years to apply to naturalize. But after the terrorist attacks of 9/11, Congress voted to allow immigrants in the military to apply as soon as they wanted. Because of this, Chelimo and his countrymen could and did receive citizenship quickly, in time to compete for a slot on this year's U.S. Olympic team. Soldier Shadrach Kipchirchir qualified in the 10,000 meters.
It's not about me. It's all about all the soldiers that sacrificed their life and dedication and hard work. I'm not going to let them down.
The Army's head coach for track and field is a former Olympian himself and a major in the Oregon National Guard on active duty. Dan Brown explains why the Army created a unit where soldiers collect regular pay while focusing on training for upcoming world competitions, such as the Olympics and Paralympics.
They are great ambassadors for the Army. They represent sacrifice, determination, loyalty, commitment, all of our ethos.
It was Brown who convinced his superiors to let some of the Army runners relocate to his hometown of Beaverton, Oregon. That's far from the nearest Army post, but home to Nike World Headquarters and a cadre of other professional runners to work out with. Kipchirchir says training at the highest level and attending to Army tasks, like making recruiting appearances, is not easy.
You know, like the Nike athletes, their job is just running. They concentrate on just running. But ours, like soldiers first. We are the soldiers first.
The Army says 65 soldier athletes have competed at the Olympic and Paralympic Games since it established its world-class athlete training program at Fort Carson in 1997. Those male and female soldiers competed in everything from target shooting, boxing, and wrestling to sled hockey and cross-country skiing. I'm Tom Bonsi in Eugene.